Good morning. I realize this event was launched last Wednesday, but allow me to add my warm greetings to the many I assume you've already received. Texas Tech is thrilled to be affiliated and to host the Society of Environmental Journalists' 22nd Annual Conference. It's a great opportunity to share with the nation and the international community some of the exciting things going on at Texas Tech, in Lubbock, and in West Texas. I want to thank everyone who's been involved in the organization of this event, especially Randy Loftus of the Dallas Morning News, and our university contact, Dr. Ron Kendall. I hope during your short visit here, you've gained a sense of why those who live in Lubbock and West Texas generally love this area. The subtle beauty of this area and its culture is not readily grasped as you first fly into the city, or as if you were to drive through here quickly. Texas Tech, Lubbock, and West Texas are special. I wouldn't expect you to take my word for this. So in this regard, I will defer to Molly Ivins. Some of you might remember Molly Ivins, who died in 2007, one of my favorite authors. She was an author, a nationally syndicated columnist with a very sharp wit, who both loved and made fun of her state, its culture, and especially its politicians. Molly once wrote of Lubbock, "My favorite place in Texas is Lubbock, mostly because Lubbock, like Popeye the Sailor, is what it is. Lubbock's a place that'll keep you honest. It's hard to be pretentious or affected if you're from Lubbock, damned hard. I like flat land. Land you can fall off the side makes me nervous. In Lubbock, the world is about 88.3% sky, which I believe is the correct proportion. It takes a while to get used to it, but after you do, Lubbock feels like freedom, and everywhere else feels like jail." So I hope you gain a sense of that during your stay here. Let me say that I'm particularly impressed by the breadth of issues addressed at this conference. I've commented to several people this morning that I would love the opportunity just to spend a day going from talk to talk. What's happening here very much reflects the spectrum of intellectual activity that occurs at Texas Tech, from the hard sciences, the social sciences, the humanities, the liberal arts. It also is very much in sync with our strategic areas of investment, which run from obesity and health to water to renewable energy and sustainable agricultural practices. Texas Tech is one of the largest comprehensive universities in this state, with an enrollment of more than 32,000 students that come from 120 countries around this world. Our goal is to be regarded as a great public research university, and we've made important strides in that direction. We're focused on growth in enrollment. We've had 8 consecutive semesters of record enrollment. We're also concerned about growing our research and growing our quality. In the past 5 years, we've tripled our research expenditures from roughly $50 to $150 million. As I've noted, our strategic plan reflects many of the emphases of this conference. I'd like to just address a few of those. I noticed that this morning's first session dealt with climate. Just last year, Texas Tech entered into a consortium of universities, tribal nations, and regional partners that will make up the newly formed South Central Science Climate Center, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Interior. The center encompasses Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Louisiana, and it will partner with the U.S. Geological Survey. It will deal with issues of agriculture and grazing, ecosystem restoration, field and fish and wildlife response, invasive species, protection of cultural resources. This session on land, water, people, and food is consistent with many other research activities going on at Tech. faculty in the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources are involved in many matters related to food and sustainable agriculture. The International Cultural Center for Food Industry Excellence deals with a host of issues related to food safety and involves collaboration with colleagues and clients in Mexico and Brazil. The Water Resources Center works on interdisciplinary ways to solve water-related problems. I understand that the topic of sustainable energy has been addressed at this event, and Texas Tech has a long history in wind energy. This past fall, we established a scaled wind farm technology facility that includes collaboration from Group Nyer, a renewable energy development company, Sandia National Laboratories, and Vestas, the world's largest wind turbine manufacturer. And I could go on, but I won't. I think I was told to keep it to 3 to 5 minutes. But I would say that there's a natural synergy between what's going on at Texas Tech, what's happening in West Texas, and the issues you're addressing. We're so happy that you can be here, have this event, and in a setting that's very much in sync with the issues you're concerned with. We're honored that you're here. We hope your visit is a wonderful one. Thank you for being in Lubbock very much.